Section 4.2.3, phase out foreign military bases. In 2009, the U.S. lease on an airbase in Ecuador was set to expire, and the president of Ecuador made a proposal to the U.S. Quote, "We'll renew the base on one condition, that they let us put a base in Miami." The U.S. refused the offer. The British people would find it unthinkable if their government allowed Saudi Arabia to establish a large military base in the British Isles. Similarly, the United States would not tolerate an Iranian air base in Wyoming. These foreign establishments would be seen as a threat to their security, their safety, and their sovereignty. Foreign military bases are valuable for controlling populations and resources. They are locations from which the occupying power can strike inside the host country or against nations on its borders, or possibly deter attacks. They are also frightfully expensive for the occupying country. The United States is the prime example, having hundreds of bases in 135 countries around the world. Foreign bases create resentment against what is seen locally as imperial domination. Eliminating foreign military bases is a pillar of an alternative global security system and goes hand in hand with non-provocative defense. Withdrawing to an authentic defense of a nation's borders is a key part of demilitarizing security, thus weakening the ability of the war system to create global insecurity. As an alternative, some of the bases could be converted to civilian use in a global Marshall Plan as country assistance centers. See below.